Democrat alderman calls for end to Chicago's sanctuary city policy as illegal aliens pile up in police stations. By John Binder on August 29, 2023. Chicago, Illinois, Alderman Raymond Lopez, a moderate Democrat, is calling for the city to end its sanctuary policy that shields criminal illegal aliens from deportation by refusing to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Since August of last year, more than 13,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of Chicago. Over 1,000 are living in police stations across the city. Now Lopez is looking to end Chicago's sanctuary city status, saying doing so would likely help reduce crime and clarify that criminal activity is not tolerated. "I think we need to send the message loud and clear that there are certain things that are unacceptable in our society," Lopez told CBS News. "I think if we have a looming threat of deportation for anyone who engages in gang, drug, prostitution, or anything else more egregious, you know, hopefully, that will deter some of the bad behavior that we're seeing," Lopez said. Emphasis added. Specifically, Lopez's ordinance would put some provisions back into Chicago's Welcoming City Ordinance that would allow the city to contact immigration authorities or Immigration and Customs Enforcement if migrants or other undocumented residents were arrested for gang, drug, prostitution, or sex crimes against minors. Emphasis added. In addition to Chicago's sanctuary city policy, Illinois has a similar policy that seeks to stop local law enforcement agencies across the state from cooperating with ICE agents, thus shielding criminal illegal aliens from deportation. Lopez said 19 aldermen are backing his plan to end the sanctuary city policy. As busloads of border crossers and illegal aliens continue arriving in Chicago daily, city officials are considering housing migrants in a former Marine Corps facility. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.